In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Our Lord always, our Lord in his, when he speaks words of great importance, uses this phrase, whoever has ears ought to hear, to highlight and to make known how important these words are. He's wanting us to not allow ourselves to be dull in our hearing, but to take seriously his words, that he is trying to make us recognize how important it is for us to live our life according to God's plan, according to the commandments of God, and not allow ourselves in any way to be distracted by the things of this world or the pursuits of this world or the sinful pleasures of this world, but to keep our focus on that which is our true destiny, to be with God forever in heaven. And so our Lord uses the parable and explains it to the disciples to clarify the importance of living our life and preparing for, to be judged by God, and not allow ourselves in any way to make any type of to not allow ourselves to allow sin to become a small matter in our life, be it mortal sin or venial sin, but to take seriously our Lord's words, our Lord's words. And so today's gospel just re-emphasizes for us that we are here to prepare for heaven, that we must not allow ourselves to be distracted, and that we must use the graces God gives to us, especially through the church, through the sacraments of the church, frequent confession, reflecting on our life and so forth, and going to confession frequently and so forth, that we may truly prepare ourselves. The other day I saw a beautiful quote from Saint Charbel that if it doesn't lead to heaven, we shouldn't be doing it, and to make an effort to reflect at midday, and what I am doing preparing me for heaven? Is what I am doing helping me to live my life to be with God forever? And in this way, we can truly make efforts to live our life in preparing to follow Jesus Christ. May our Blessed Mother help us. She who is the safe road to heaven, help us to live our life daily in following her and loving her Son, Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.